message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Somebody happy tonight because it's a night of prayer. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate God for this privilege given to me this evening. I want to appreciate God for this. I also want to celebrate our senior pastor for this great privilege that he has given unto me. Sir, the Lord will bless you more in the name of Jesus. More grace upon your life in the name of Jesus. Quickly, tonight is prayer for signs and wonders. And I love the way we started. Well, Pastor Ebenezer was leading us. I love the way every one of us were praying. But tonight I'm here to give us in depth why it is necessary for us to make 2019 our own year of prayer. If you must access signs and wonders this year, I tell you, prayer is essential. Gone are those, in fact, it's not even gone are those days. Bye-bye to those days whereby you think as a Christian you can have prayer contractors. There are no prayer contractors anywhere. Even if they are, they are hungry prayer contractors. They will collect money from you and pray for you. You know, there are some things nobody can do for you. Nobody, there is a way you pray that no man, nobody can pray that way. Even your husband, no matter how much he loves you, you are the one that knows where the shoe is pinching you. You are the one that knows how well to express yourself better to God. You are the one that knows what exactly is wrong. How there are some times that you can't explain it, but in the place of prayer, groaning so much, God sees it all. And I tell you, this year, step up your prayer. Step up your prayer. And I tell you, God is going to open the doors of signs and wonders for you in the name of Jesus. I said, God is going to open the doors of signs and wonders for you in the name of Jesus. It's prayer for signs and wonders. We have been taught a whole lot in the first day, second day, on so many topics. But tonight is a night of prayer. See, what is prayer? You know, prayer is very, very essential. So essential. Very essential. What is prayer? What is prayer? Number one, prayer is the flow of communication between man and God. Prayer is the flow of communication between man and God. Communication buoyancy is a sign of a good relationship. Communication failure is also a sign that there is a bad relationship. When communication is buoyant, that's a sign of a good relationship. When you see a couple or when you see two people that enjoy good communication, there's every possibility that that relationship is a good one, yes or no. And when there is communication, when you see a husband and wife that don't communicate well, there is a problem in that relationship, yes or no. The same way it is in the physical, it's the same way it is in the spiritual. Prayer is a communication. It's a communication. It is what connects you and God. It's what connects you and God. You know something? Prayer is not about you coming to God when you need him alone. That's not it. It's not coming to God when you need him alone. Let me use an illustration. If you see somebody in your house or that comes to knock in your house, the person in question, you communicated last with that person, maybe 2017, all right, December, 2017, December, and then he just comes around to knock on your door, and you open. Most likely, your first reaction might be, and then the next question, you're welcome, but how may I help you? Yes or no? Because you don't interact. Most likely. But somebody that you still spoke with yesterday or this afternoon, and I come to your house, you don't need to ask me, what do I want? You only ask me, how was your day? Have you eaten? Is the fasting going on? That's yes or no? Most likely, that is what happens. Prayer is not something you bump on God or you try to do. Only when we have issues, when we have challenges. No. Prayer is a communication. Even when you don't have any request, even when you don't have any need, prayer is a communication between God and man. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 27, the Bible says, Genesis chapter 19, verse 27, the Bible says, and Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. To the place where he did what? Stood before the Lord. That means Abraham maintained buoyancy of his communication with God. There was a place he stood always in the morning. The Bible says he got up to the place where he stood. That means there's a particular place he stood. Heaven recognize that place. Can I ask a candid question? Does heaven recognize your standing before God? In other words, there are some people that at a particular time, it's your prayer. Do you know, if you are a praying person and there's a particular time you regularly pray, if that time is already and you are not praying, you will not be comfortable. You will be nervous. You will be shaking. You will know that something is wrong somewhere. Or maybe there's a particular time you pray in the mornings. For me, before, maybe I usually have a time my alarm goes off in the morning. But even when my alarm is not around me, at that time I will wake up. My body is already accustomed to it. There is already a place, but there's a time I must stand. The question I need to ask you tonight is, do you have a standing with God? Prayer is not what you do when you need help. Prayer is what you regularly do to communicate. It's like a language. Links divinity with humanity. You just don't bump on God and hello, surprise, surprise, God, I need your help. And then God will ask you, surprise, surprise, when last did you call me? Praise the Lord. But I pray the Lord will help us more in Jesus' name. You know, Jesus, being the Son of God, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7, he rendered prayers to God with so much crying. Who in the days of his flesh, he being Jesus, is the Son of God. He came on earth. He should have said, isn't it my Father, my God? No. There were so many nights of Luke, Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We will find it whereby Jesus went alone many times, alone in the night, hours, all night he will go, days he will go and pray. Why? Even Jesus still made time as long as he was in the flesh. Prayer is essential. That is the only way you can access wonders, because that is the only channel heaven communicates with humanity. Brethren, I want to encourage us tonight that this year, make it a year of prayers. Step up. Look for a prayer meter, if there's anything like that, and increase your praying meter. Increase it. And I tell you, God is going to do wonders in your life in the name of Jesus. Number two, what is prayer? Prayer is partnering with God to enforce his dominion on earth. Partnering with God to enforce his dominion on earth. It is expressing the sovereignty of God and that nothing is contending with God in your life. It's just partnering. In the Bible, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. Bible says, Matthew chapter 6. It says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Verse 10, thy kingdom come. Your prayer does what? Helps you to partner with God to bring to establish his sovereignty on earth. Hallelujah. It helps you to partner with God. It helps you to partner with God. Number three, what is prayer? Prayer is laying hold on God until he demonstrates his mightiness in your life. Prayer is laying hold on God until he demonstrates his mightiness or his agidibaciousness in your life. Prayer is laying hold. That was what Jacob did. Jacob laid hold on God and refused to go until God blessed him. I would not let you go until you blessed me. And Jacob was, I'm sure we all know the story of Jacob. He went to the house of Laban, got there, something beautiful happened to him, he got married. Everybody usually regularly pays bride price to have a wife. But for Jacob, instead of bride price, it was seven years of slavery he paid for a bride price. 7 years of slavery for the first time, 7 years for the second time, and added another 6 years of Jireh on top. Praise the Lord. What was good in his life was almost turning sour. The marriage almost became a thorn in his flesh. That's what. But he did something. He laid hold on God. And his laying hold on God did what? Turned him around. Hallelujah. Turned him around. Brethren, what is good in your life? That which is good in your life, that the enemy wants to turn around to make a thorn in your flesh. Tonight, the Lord is going to give you wonder in that area in the name of Jesus. I said tonight, the Lord is going to visit you in that area in the name of Jesus. You know, people pray, yes, but some people did wonders via prayer. Example, Jabez. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, we all know the story of Jabez. He prayed. He was somebody, meaning of his name was called sorrow. Sorrow. But something did. He prayed, and the Lord enlarged him. I was, you know, because of my time, I can't go further. Jabez, in the book, there was a place he became a city himself. Because of the level of enlargement God made him. It's not the kind of wonder I'm encouraging us to tap into. It's not the kwe one. It's not the regular thing that you will see not people to know. People that you pray and then a human being becoming an entire city. Jacob held on to God. God changed him from an individual to a nation. That's the kind of wonder you and I will be converting tonight in the name of Jesus. I said that's the kind of thing you and I will be converting tonight in the name of Jesus. But you know something? What prayer does in you
is more and far more important than what prayer does for you. Tell your neighbor, what prayer does inside of you is more important than what prayer does for you. Tell your neighbor that. I want that word to sink. What prayer does inside of you is more important than what prayer does for you. How do I mean? When you are a praying person, what prayer changes you. And I'm going to quickly illustrate because of my time. I'm just pick three things, or one of let me just pick three. Yes, of the things that prayer does inside of you. You don't need to pray for anything, but when you are a praying person, some things automatically happen inside of you. Number one, prayer makes an oracle. Prayer makes oracle. You know something? When you know how to speak, they say that person is an orator. But when you know how to pray, you're an oracle. How do I mean by that? I know because Elijah, in the book of 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. The Bible says, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand. Did you see that? That standing is what? Before whom I regularly pray. That's it. Before whom, did you remember what we read earlier? Where Abraham stood, Genesis 19:27. So that standing, alright. There shall not be dew nor rain these years, according to what? According to what? According to my word. It's not according to the Lord. It's not thus saith the Lord. According to my word, Elijah became an authority. There is what prayer does inside of you. It makes you an oracle. It makes you an authority. It makes you audacious. It makes you so bold. And then you're wondering. That's what prayer does. When you are a prayer, I heard the story of a man. I don't know. He went for a retreat. And the man of God, they challenged everyone to pray. Pray in tongues for 7 hours. And then he went into his room. For 7 hours. By the time he came out, he met with an insane man. Insanity jacked back him. He did not pray. He did not do anything. It's not fabo. It's real. The insanity jacked back. You can try it. Go ahead for 7 hours praying in tongues. No destruction, and let's see what happens. You can't be the same. When you are a praying person, you become authoritative. One rickety person cannot come and tell you that, you know, we Christians sometimes there's a way. So, you know, there was a time I went for a function. Somebody's wedding in the church was not in Ilorin here. So I was giving out souvenirs. And then there was this old woman that wanted me to give her the souvenir, but they were limited, so I couldn't give her. I said, sorry, it's for this person. She gave me one look. Something inside me, you know those kind of look you get to watch in Nollywood. When you see very old person looking at you with a funny eye, in your heart, you will quickly want to submit. Ah, please. No. You mean I looked back and I was like this. Because you can, even with his eyes, my eyes had been red before you were born. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You cannot use your red eyes to threaten a lion now. No, the eyes have been red before. You need to charge up so that prayer makes you an authority. Prayer makes you audacious. Prayer makes you, it gives you mouth to be able to talk. Hallelujah. I hope somebody is getting me tonight. In Luke chapter 9, verse 29. Luke chapter 9, verse 29. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. Somebody say altered. Did you see that? As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. And his raiment was white and glistening. There was a transformation in Christ. Why? Because of prayers. Prayer makes you transformed. Hallelujah. How many of us have heard the story of the late Apostle Babalola, Joseph Babalola? Oh my. You need to go read about that man. He prayed so much. It's not just about what he was praying for. He himself, I heard that there was a time he was praying. They wanted to eat. And then he said, let's pray over the food. He kept praying. For the next 3 days, he was still praying. And every other is not Fabu. It's a true life story. The others that were there and said, they left Baba there. And when Baba finished and said, Jesus, think me, I prayed. He said, let's continue. Baba, he left here since 3 days, 3 days ago. So pray, and that man, so one of these, you know, he commanded so much. I heard there was a time he was praying in the mountain when he wanted to pray, and a big python that was supposed to eat him up came and immediately got in contact with him, dried up. These are real fire. Why? Because of prayer. Increase your level of praying this year, and you will command an unusual level of wonders. Hallelujah. Praying works. It makes you an authority in your field. Hallelujah. Number two, what does prayer do in you? Prayer increases your spiritual ruggedity. Prayer increases your spiritual ruggedity. Your spiritual range and capacity is increased via prayers. Your range, your spiritual capacity, your spiritual intensity. You don't need to have any personal needs yet before you start praying. If you don't have anything to pray, blast in tongues and start praying. Can we quickly pray in tongues for about 3 minutes? Jagala lekwadaga ziza prande alaya. Prayer charges you. Mando sikwa liga barayando siske. Levrendi gazo prande keliando siska barayandesh. Lekwa niga zati amanda barando skile hando skile yanda baya. Rafrekete zizo brende kerando slete liga noswa. Repeteleri anosu zo prande galaya. Retetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetet Rakaba lezuzwa baraya niga sontelea retuzwa manda gigalaya niswa mangaria lofrendegezia retelea mosha mane gizwa mane galayane le nigo niza baria no ziprana galayane le frende kezio ho le hehe liha noho hane kezihadaya raha nehu wahale hisotobea le frendishka mali halo suswa barayane hizakaria le frendishka livra doskeleano zizwa baraya retekele ya digo zizwa mande higarabaya inda yalo sikwa raya le likwa baraya nika zozwa baraya yeketozi prali alo negiano gozi prali ala garo shelihana le frendeke ziko ziko rehando sitaraya. In Jesus mighty name we have prayed. Spirituality is what? Based on the level of your prayers. Increase your Jude chapter 1 verse 20. What does it say? Jude 1:20. It says what? Building up yourself in your what? In your most holy faith. What do you have to pray in tongues? But ye beloved, building up yourself. That's like increasing your spiritual capacity, increasing your spiritual range, increasing your spiritual intensity, your spiritual fire on your most holy faith. How do you do that? Praying in tongues. Brethren, if you don't know how to pray, if you don't know what to pray, just blast in tongues. And just what we did tonight, you can go back home tonight. 30 minutes, 1 hour, go ahead and blast in tongues. You don't need to understand what you're saying. It's a mystery. Because there is something in you, and you know something, by the time you keep doing it, the fire to keep doing more and more and more. This is real. If you must command miracles, if you must command signs and wonders this year, increase your spiritual intensity. Tell anybody, increase your spiritual intensity. Moses was before Pharaoh, timid initially. He fled before Pharaoh. But when he met with God, he got back. Not as a timid Pharaoh anymore, but as a God to Pharaoh. He became so audacious. His spiritual intensity had increased. His spiritual capacity had increased. Prayer increases your spiritual intensity. You cannot be the same if you are a praying person. This year, increase your spiritual intensity. And I tell you, you will command great wonders and signs. Unusually, in the name of Jesus. You know, it gives you this rugged thing. How many of us have heard the story of this? I've heard about military pilots. They are more rugged than the normal pilots. They said military pilots, the normal pilots fly their aircraft when the weather is good, and they fly this way. But military pilots don't fly when the weather is good. They fly when the weather, they practice their flight when the weather is bad. And sometimes they even fly upside down. Why? Because they are trying, you know, it makes them more rugged. It makes them more, give me words. It make them more, you can't, why? Because they are preparing them for the day of battle. Hallelujah. When your ruggedity, your spiritual ruggedity is increased, there are some things that even when it comes to you unawares, you are already prepared. Because your spiritual capacity is high. Praise the Lord. Nobody goes near fire. It is hot. Even the devil knows when demons are coming. They clear road. Hallelujah. Increase your spiritual capacity. And I tell you, unusual signs and wonders shall be your lot in the name of Jesus. Number three, what does prayer do inside of you? Prayer gives you access to God. Prayer gives you access to God. The more you pray, the closer you get to God. The more you pray, the closer you get to God. The more you pray, I've already explained earlier by using the word communication. The more you communicate with somebody, the easier you have access to that person. Prayer gives you access to God. Even before you call, God has already answered. Your voice is recognized. Why? Because you are regularly praying. You don't always pray when there is a need, when you need help. No. You pray, you keep interceding. Pray for other people. Intercede. Blast in tongues. Pray. And quickly, What prayer does for you. I've already given us three examples of what prayer does inside of you. And I'm going to be giving us what prayer does for you. We're going to be looking at the story of Esther in the book of Esther chapter 2. There's a story there in the book of Esther chapter 2 where I particularly picked this story because unusual or this story via prayers, wonders were wrought via prayers. In the book of Esther chapter 2, we're going to quickly read Esther chapter 2 verse 21. Esther chapter 2 verse 21. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wrought and sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it unto Esther the king. And Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out, therefore, that they were both hanged on a tree. And it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. Let's move to verse chapter 3. You know, the Bible, the chapter 3 is a continuation of chapter 2. But for simplicity's sake, it's always broken in chapters. But the continuation of the story is in chapter 3. Let's move to chapter 3. What happened next? I want us to get the picture of this story. Mordecai saved the king. And the last verse we heard, the king made inquisition. He inquired or he knew who saved him. But move to verse chapter 3 now. He says, after this thing, the king Ahasuerus promotes Haman. Please, was it Haman that saved the king? All right, I want us to have an understanding tonight. All right, he says, promote Haman, the son of Hammedata, the Haggagite, and advanced him. He didn't just promote him, he advanced him, increased him, and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gates bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not. Why would I bow? Monkey they chop. Baboon. How did they put that in? Monkey they walk. Baboon they chop. Somebody else did the work. Somebody else got the glory. I'm going to paraphrase because of my time. You know why the king promoted Haman? If you read further in Esther, that's in chapter 3. The reason why, the simple reason why the king promoted Haman instead of Mordecai was because the king Ahasuerus was under a spell. The king was under, and it was Haman that was put him under that spell. In chapter 3 from verse 7, it says, in the first month, that is the month of Nisan. In the first month, we are in the first month now. In the first year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Paul, that is the lot, before Haman. So cast Paul is like occult. That's what it means. So cast Paul is like occult. They said, before Haman, that was Haman that was in charge. Haman said, from day to day. Can you imagine? They were doing jazz from January 1st to December 31st. He said, from day to day and from month to month to the 12th month. That is the month of Adar. From January 1st, he was jazzing. Everyhow, occultic spirit, he was high. So somebody else did the work. But because the king was under a spell, Mordecai was not given the reward. The reward was given to Haman. But you know, because when we get home, it's a very interesting story. We can go home and read. I'm going to just paraphrase because of my time. I'm bringing us to a particular point, issue tonight. There was an issue. Because of just that, if you read further down in that chapter, Haman decided to also go and tell the king, I said, look, this Mordecai has not been bowing down to me. I need to deal with him. Not just him now. Because of me, my status, I need to deal with his entire lineage. Went to the king and said, Oh king, I think it's in chapter 5. Okay. Because of my time, I can't read Esther. Just where I hope you can read. Oh king, I desire to deal with some people. The king did not, a good king, shouldn't he? If he made inquiry when he was told that he was going to be killed and he inquired, he found out it was true. Why couldn't he inquire if what Haman told him was true? He didn't make any inquiry. He said, no problem. What do you want? I want to destroy all the entire Jews. And the king said, go ahead. In fact, for even helping me to do the work, all I need to do, I will even pay you. Oh king, I will pay you. Paid the king so much money. So much. Dash. Mean. Why? Because he was in charge in the realm of the spirit. Brethren, but something turned around. The Jews could have been finished for free. The Jews could have been destroyed for free. What I'm trying to tell you, that you are here praying, it's not strange. Because don't think as a Christian, you are the only one praying. Even unbelievers. Look at, it's not from now that jazz has started, though. It has started. This man was fasting doing jazz from January 1 to the end of December. Month in, month out. Occult. He was in charge. Somebody else is working. He is the one reaping it. Whatever. You know, it happens. Somebody else is working. Instead of the reward coming to you, somebody else is getting it. You are praying, you are doing so many things, but you cannot see the result. But alas, something came up. Esther was involved. And she told Mordecai, said, give me 3 days. Brethren, Esther told Mordecai, said, give me 3 days. You and I are not doing 3 days. We are doing 12 days. Esther did 3 days, fasting and prayer. That is where I'm going to be highlighting some points tonight. He said, what does prayer do for you? Number one, it brought Esther. It brought favor for Esther. Prayer brings favor. After Esther declared the 3 days, something miraculous started happening in the land. And mind you, that King Ahasuerus, whenever he makes a decree, nothing changes that decree. That is how powerful their decrees are. That is how strong. Nothing changes their decree. But quickly, Esther chapter 5, verse 2. Esther chapter 5, verse 2. I read. And it was so, when the king saw Esther, this happened when when the queen had done 3 days fasting and prayer. If 3 days could break some things, could turn some things around, brethren, this your 12 days would not be in vain. I said, this your 12 days would not be in vain. He says, and it was so, when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, not where she was standing, normally, ideally, it was death sentence. You're not supposed to be brought into the court of the king when you have not been summoned, even if you are the wife. And Esther told Mordecai, I have not been summoned in the last 30 days. And when I was reading that part, I said, ha, kingy. It's life, for you are means that they've not even had any sexual intercourse in the last 30 days. And this is a king that had numerous concubines. So, the jazz was not just working on the entire, it was even working, in fact, it was seriously working adverse effects, even in his sexual obligations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I don't understand, in the last 30 days, she is the queen. She has not been seen in the last 30 days. That is awesome. Hallelujah. But that's not where I'm going tonight. It says in Esther, in 5 verse 2, okay, that she obtained favor in his sight. After 3 days, something happened. She obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. This year you will obtain favor. Where defeat is supposed to be your own, where shame is supposed to be for you, the God that did this for Esther will come forth for you this year, and favor will be your lot. In the name of Jesus. That's number one. I said, what does prayer do for you? It brings favor. Quickly, number two, what does prayer do for you? Prayer, limitations and embargoes are broken. Limitations and embargoes are broken. In Esther chapter 6 verse 1, Esther chapter 6 verse 1, on that night, after all these things happened because prayers have been done, because fastings were done. And on that night could not the king sleep. And he commanded to bring the book of records of the chronicles. Why? The spell had been broken. Limitation had been broken. Embargo was lifted. Tonight I decree, any embargo on your life, every limitation hindering you from prospering, hindering you from accessing your wonders and your signs, tonight it shall be broken. I said, tonight it shall be broken. If it took Esther 3 days, prayer, today is our own day 6. That 6 days is too much for God. It's too much for God to do a miracle. Tonight, every embargo on your life, everything limiting you, everything making, calling God a liar in your life, tonight it shall be broken. In the name of Jesus. Media, can you help me still put it there? He says, no, let's take it back to verse 1. And they commanded to bring the book of records of the chronicles, and they were read before the king. Something amazing in verse 2, please. Verse 2. And it was found written that Mordecai had told. It was found. That means many stories were read to the king. But maybe that was not what stressed him. But because he was no longer under the spell of Haman. He was now under what? The power of the prayer and fasting of the Jews. The power of the prayer and fasting of Esther. He said it was when Mordecai was mentioned. That was when he got interested. He said it was found written that Mordecai had told Bigthan and Teresh two of the king's chamberlains, that the keeper of the door who sought to lay hands on the king, blah, 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 blah. If you just read further because of my time. What happened? Immediately he heard that the king's head was, he couldn't sleep. Tonight, the helpers will not be able to sleep. Until you are located for favor, they will not be able to rest. In the name of Jesus. That's what prayer can do for you. Prayer breaks limitations. Embargoes are broken. And quickly, number three, what does prayer do for you? Prayer brings deliverance from destruction. The Jews could have been destroyed for free. Nothing. But they stood up in the place of prayer. Tonight, as you're going to be praying, I don't know whatever may be that issue of concern to you. But I'm here to tell you tonight that everything that has been organized for destruction for you, tonight shall be broken. In the name of Jesus. You know something remarkable that I really love in this story? We can go home and read it. What Haman had planned for Mordecai. When the king met him, the king said, you know, the first person that came to the king immediately, when the king was still thinking, he said, he thought the king was referring to himself. He said, Haman, what do you think I can do to the man that the king has honored? And he said, king. He thought the king was referring to him because his usual jazz, people are still preparing it for him. His usual jazz, people are, this year you will put to shame all your enemies. Your enemies will be put to shame. What they thought is still working for them. Tonight, every of such things shall be broken. In the name of Jesus. He thought it was his regular, his usual. And so he said, just put your ring. Let the king ride on the horse. Let the person ride on the horse. Take him round town. Let everybody know this is the man that the king has honored. And the king said, very good. Well said. Quickly, do that. Just like you have said, don't miss one word. Do it for Mordecai. Haman was a man that in his house, if you read your Bible, because of the time, I'm sorry. If you read the Bible so well, in his house, he will call his friends and his wife, Zeresh. They will start discussing. Do you see that stupid Mordecai? This is what he did to me today. Say, let's dig. This one is not, let's dig a gallow, yes. So mighty, and he'll be arrived. He'll be finished. And as you know, a decree has gone forth. All the Jews, all of them, small, big, rich, small, who start collecting all their money, they will all be destroyed in one day. And they were all so happy. You can imagine himself being honored in his house, where he was plotting the evil. Now, the whole town heard. That same Haman, is the one taking Mordecai around, showing everybody, this is the man that the king has honored. This is the man the king has honored. Where you have been disgraced, this year the Lord will bring you honor. Where you have been disgraced, where the enemy has brought you tears, this year the Lord will bring you great favor. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will glorify you. In the name of Jesus. Not just in your room. Men will see it. Eyes will see it. And they'll say of the truth, this is the man the king has honored. Say to yourself, I am the one the king has honored. Because of my time is fast spent. Number four, what does prayer do for you? Capacity enlargement. Somebody say capacity enlargement. I can't open the scriptures for us to read in that same Esther. But Mordecai used to sit at the gate. He was a man that used to sit at the gate. I don't know, but he sits at the gate. That's what the Bible says. This is the uncle of the queen. Yet he sits at the gate. But when prayers were made, when things turned around, when the embargo was broken, when they were delivered, his capacity enlarged. He was no longer sitting at the gate. He became the king's right hand. He became the king's right hand man. Tonight I decree, your capacity will be enlarged. More than ever before, in this year, where whatever evil name people have called you, tonight, in this very year, you'll be enlarged. From barren, you become fruitful. From single, you become married. From jobless, you become jobful. Whatever evil name men have called you, you will enlarge your capacity. The kind of enlargement I'm talking about tonight is the enlargement that happened to Jacob. He held on and said, Lord, I will not go. I want you to hold on to God in prayers tonight. Pray passionately from your heart. and say, Lord, I will not go until you bless me. And you know something? God listened to that hard cry of Jacob. He was enlarged. He said, oh, leave me alone. That means initially they didn't want to bless him. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Let me go. He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. And you know something? So at last, when he held on. Brethren, when you have been praying, before you have been praying, and you have been asking yourself, I've been carrying over this prayer point for too long, and it seems as if God is not answering me. Don't let go. Just hold on. Don't let go. Just hold on. He held on to that angel. He held on to God. And something happened. The angel was forcefully, what is your name? My name is Jacob. He said, no longer. You're no longer Jacob. Because of your holding on, your capacity is enlarged. Tonight, your capacity will be enlarged. I decree from tonight, your capacity will be enlarged. In the name of Jesus. Your capacity will be enlarged. In the name of Jesus. Can you go ahead? Can you jump on your feet and begin to appreciate God tonight?
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.